I'm D-Ray Freeman, Managing Director of Tribe and Project Lead with Adaptivate. Now, as you know, Adaptivate helps organizations transform at scale by embedding new ways of working with cultural change. In return, our clients get what it takes to adapt and innovate continuously. Now, when Adaptivate needs additional capacity, they turn to Tribe for talent on demand. On today's episode, I sit down with Nathan Nelson, partner at Adaptivate's Los Angeles office. Since joining Adaptivate, Nate has grown the LA office by over 400%. This has not only grown in revenue, but has also produced brand new career paths in business agility. We'll get his top five tips for new business owners who are starting a consulting entity. So, Nate, when you think about, what are some tips that you can give to a new business owner who's just starting their business? So how can they thrive in this marketplace?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I would say number one is, I might phrase it as playing the long game. And what I mean by that is you're not going to live and die by your next deal here, right? And, you know, building a business is a long-term play. It's going to take time. That would be the first one I would say is you've got to look at it over time and how do you add value over time, right? So that would be number one for me.
It's number one.
Yeah. Okay. I think number two, it's all about being a connector, right? And so if we tie that back to playing the long game, it's how can you add value, but how can you connect people in your network? Because ultimately your network will likely end up making connections for you, right? To other firms, to other people that ultimately might want to get you to where you want to go. And so again, it ties a little bit back to the first one in offering value, but really be a connector, really think about what can I do for someone else? And the hope is that that will come back,
yes.
Right? Number three would be stay in the middle. And what I mean by that is I had gotten some great advice at one point that, you know, a startup or a startup consulting firm in this example, the highs are high and the lows are low. You win a contract and then that's very exciting, or you lose something and that can be defeating, right? Because you're, again, it's a small business and everything that comes in the door is extremely valuable. And, you know, you might feel like either puts your business on one trajectory versus the other. So find a way to stay in the middle, just mentally and emotionally, that, you know, again, it's not, you know, this is, if you continue along the way, things are going to work out if you're, again, providing value and you're trying to be a connector. You don't get too wrapped up, I think, in the mental or the emotional part.
I like that. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. What are some other things that new business owners should really think about and make sure that they just don't miss when they're building their business and starting to grow a little bit more than just being an individual contributor, where you actually have multiple lines of business that are going at the same time?
Yeah, I think make sure you're not spreading yourself too thin when you do that, right? You know, it's all about... for us and what we work with our clients, and we hope we're walking the talk is prioritization and focus, right? I absolutely advocate for, you know, putting irons in the fire, so to speak. But I would watch making sure you're not trying to do too many different things for too many people, right? That makes it very challenging. So in some ways, I'd be looking to pick your spots. Now, I'm not saying that from potential opportunities or pursuits. You should always be looking at least for me, right? I'm going to meet with folks. I am going to figure out again where I provide value. I would love to see many, many leads in the pipeline and in pursuits, but you also need to make sure you're qualifying those, right? Because if you're spending time on things ultimately that, you know, doesn't look like it's going to yield a whole lot of value, you do have to watch that, right? You've got to be disciplined.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, for some of the coaches who have got entities that have got to this level, they're having employees for the first time. So it's the first time that they've had people that they're responsible for their income, their livelihood. Having that responsibility, it brings something different to the business owner. Can you talk about that dynamic of leadership of other people in a professional capacity?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that I subscribe to, and I'll say it this way, perhaps I'm not all the way there yet, but radical transparency is important, right? And so you want to bring folks in that want to be there, that want to help with the vision and the purpose. And, you know, my thoughts or the way that I like to conduct, you know, how I operate is bringing them in and providing as much transparency as we possibly can. The employees need to know when things are going well and when there are some challenges. And if you've got the right people, they're going to want to help with those challenges. And they're going to be inspired by that vision along the way as well. And especially when things are going well. But when you're challenged and you're, you know, looking for that next opportunity, if you're bringing folks in and they understand, right, and you're providing that transparency, then it doesn't feel like, you know, they're sort of closed off from what's actually happening.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Nate, this has been really good. Hey, let's do this again. I think we can have a few more topics that will really help out our community. And I'm looking forward to sitting down with you again.
We'd love to. Appreciate it, right?